Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. And Steve Novotny 5 days a week, all right here, the River Talk Radio Network. It's amazing when liberals finally have an aha moment, when they open up their eyes and realize that everything that they have been told by the Marxist-controlled left was a lie. Two of them are Joe Rogan and Elon Musk, and they have finally seen the light. It took them a while, but they, along with Adam Carolla and so many others who had been on the left, realized, and Tulsi Gabbard, my God, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., realized it's all a lie. That's all it is. It's all just a great big lie. Here's Joe Rogan and Elon Musk talking about this revelation, and note how they have changed when it comes to things like, trusting the government regarding any kind of health guidance.
It's a crazy time, and it's not a time that I ever anticipated I was going to witness.
Yes.
This is far beyond anything I ever thought I was going to experience. And the clarity of it all, where it's so obvious.
Yeah.
And the gaslighting and the propaganda is so obvious. And I saw this shrieking when RFK Jr. stopped this new test for new COVID vaccines on children. 10,000. They're going to use 10,000 people with this COVID vaccine. Like, who the that's a good thing at this point?
It's not me.
What person? What gas chamber? Like, not gaslight. You are fully unconscious.
Yeah.
There's no way you know, if you know the effect of COVID today, no one's dying of it. This is not a pandemic anymore.
Right.
The idea that you're going to run a test with 10,000 kids and a new vaccine, like, what are you even
talking about? It's completely unnecessary.
Totally unnecessary.
Yes.
And shrieking when RFK Jr. steps in to stop it.
Yeah. That's totally crazy.
Yeah. These are former liberals who are realizing all of this was pretty much a lie. Just, it really is. It is already amazing. I've got a great one here for you that I want to share. It's Robert F. Kennedy. Okay, here it is. This is great. Give me a second here. I want to make sure I get this thing lined up right. All right, good. Yeah. Again, the left is losing its mind over Robert F. Kennedy Jr. trying to make us healthier. And again, you got to wonder, what is it with these people that they turn on the folks who they used to like? As soon as the people who they used to like started telling the truth about what's really going on. And this Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking with us about how he is going to make your family and my family a bit healthier.
Hi, I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'm the Secretary for the Department of Health and Human Services. In the final months of the election, President Trump repeatedly called for removing toxins from our food supply. He added his voice to the millions of MAHA moms who were touting the Make America Healthy Again agenda. The first step is radical transparency, because right now, not even the U.S. government knows what's in our food. In 1958, the government created a designation called Generally Recognized as Safe, or GRAS, so that we could make common ingredients like salt and baking soda exempt from testing. But today, it isn't just salt and baking soda. Food companies and cooperative regulators have enlarged the GRAS exemption so that these companies can decide for themselves whether a substance is generally recognized as safe. No FDA approval is needed. European nations, on the other hand, require that a chemical be proven safe before it becomes a food ingredient. In our country, the GRAS standard means that every chemical is presumed safe until proven dangerous, and that proof might not happen until millions of Americans are sick with chronic disease. This mass experiment on the American population with GRAS has, in short, been a catastrophe. We now have around 10,000 chemicals in our food, while Europe has only 400. For example, titanium dioxide, potentially linked to DNA damage and cancer, is banned in the EU, but it's in our children's food. Potassium bromate, a suspected carcinogen, banned in Europe and Japan. And you guessed it, it's in our children's bread. Food dyes such as red dye 40 and yellow 5 and 6 come with warning labels in Europe. They're linked to behavioral issues in children, but in the U.S., they're generally recognized as safe. I can't really blame the food companies. They're just doing what we've allowed them to get away with in a system that's taken on a life of its own. We all agree now that it's time to change the system, and that's exactly what we're going to do. I am today directing the FDA commissioner to start the process of changing the rules to eliminate the self-affirming GRAS pathway for new ingredients. I'm also directing the FDA and NIH to ramp up post-market assessments of GRAS chemicals currently in our food so that we can rapidly identify the compounds that are making Americans so sick and so that American consumers and regulators can make informed decisions. This issue isn't going away. Moms aren't going to return to wanting chemicals in our food that are banned in other developed countries. Even industry knows that we have to change. So I promise you, I'm going to work with all parties, the companies, the moms, the scientists, the consumer advocates, to make American food the healthiest in the world the way that it was when I was a child.
Thank God Trump won. Thank God that he won. God knows how many thousands or tens of thousands of chemicals and all that in our food here, but only 400 or so in Europe. And I can't help but think to myself, all these kids that have either autism or some variation of autism or some peanut allergy or some other type of allergy or this, that, or the other, all these sicknesses that our kids are having now. My God, can we trace all of it back to the FDA and its approval of virtually every kind of additive to the food and virtually every vaccine? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. But we never had such unhealthy kids when I was growing up. Something happened, I think, in the mid-80s. Something happened. And I look around now at the kids and obesity. I mean, the degree of obesity among children is heartbreaking. And all of these illnesses they have now, we never had these illnesses when we were kids. And the autism and the autism type of conditions that the kids have now. I'm telling you, we need to get to the bottom of this. We absolutely need to get to the bottom of this. And thank God for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Thank God for this guy. Thank God. Next, Dimitri 2020 LLC has lots of wonderful clients, and I am so proud to do personal endorsements for every one of them, including ECM Energy Services. ECM. If you want a career, not just a job, a gig, but a career that pays great and has great benefits and is part of a company that stands for quality and safety, ECM Energy Services is the company. If you're a driver, you can make $100,000 a year and easily $125,000 with overtime. And here's the key, you can be home every night. OTR drivers, you paying attention? You can make $100,000 a year and with any overtime, $125,000, and be home every night. Be home with your wife, be home with your kids, be home with your pets. You're home every night. You're making very, very serious money, six figures, easy. And the benefits are insane. They're absolutely insane. ECM Energy Services, top quality company. More than 2 million miles injury-free. And they just bought the newest Peterbilts, the 589s. They spent more than $7 million on them for their pilot vehicles. They have Tundras and they have F-150s. And if you're not a driver, but you want to be part of this incredible company, if you care about safety, if you care about being in control, we want people who like being in control. They're air traffic controllers and they're ground traffic controllers. ECM Energy Services has an opening for a ground traffic controller, somebody who understands the importance of safety, who is not afraid to direct traffic, to tell vehicles when they can stop, when they can go, when they can turn, who is very sharp-eyed to make sure that everything is going right at any site and will take control and make sure that everyone is safe in that situation. These people are vital. There's an opening at ECM Energy Services for ground traffic controller. Great pay, great benefits, great company. ECM Energy Services, here's the phone number, 740-802-0275. That's 724-802-0275. Or go on Facebook or their website, ECM Energy Services. Absolutely great, wonderful people, and the opportunities for advancement are just unreal. They really are. Next, there is something in Belmont County that bothers me greatly, and I don't know how many people are talking about it, but really they should. There should be a lot of buzz in Belmont County over this.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
Well, because of safety issues, major safety issues. The roads in Belmont County, I think we can all pretty much agree, pretty much suck. A few of them are okay. Some are, many of them, terrible. Absolutely terrible. And you might be tempted to automatically blame the Belmont County commissioners or the mayor of it's a city like St. C. or Martins Ferry or trustees, township trustees, or whoever. But I can make the argument very easily that the worst road, the most dangerous road, the most disgusting road is not a county road. It's not a city road. It's not a state road. It's not a township road. It's a private road. And chances are you're familiar with it in Belmont County. Across the street from Whiteside is Sheetz. And on the other side, CVS. And if you go on that road, that street, it'll take you to Aldi's. That street, according to Belmont County engineer Terry Lively, that street is privately owned. He had sent me the information about the owner of that street a few years ago when we had all these problems with that street, and I shared his name and the name of the company and shamed him into getting it fixed. Well, now it's worse than ever. So I've got to get in touch with Terry Lively, and or if you know Terry, ask him to send me the owner of that Aldi road or that Aldi driveway, if you will. So if you're on National Road and you're there at the big intersection there at the top of the hill, you got Whiteside, you got Sheets, you got CVS. In order to get to Aldi, you've got to go on Aldi Street. I guess it's called Aldi Street. That has got to be the worst street in Belmont County. If you look at either side of that street as it connects to National Road, you will see the two biggest potholes that, frankly, I've ever seen. And whenever it rains, they're filled with water. They look like little lakes, not ponds, but lakes. So if you're making a turn and it's raining and you're not paying attention and you just assume that there is a road there, well, there might have been at one time, but not anymore. Now the two massive potholes, but when it rains, you can't see that there are potholes. And so you could end up doing damage to your tire, to your axle, to your whole undercarriage. God only knows what. Take a look at those two on either side. They are massive, massive potholes. And this is a private owner. for shame on this guy. Well, I've talked about this road from the street from time to time, and I mean, all you can do is just shame him into finally fixing it. Well, now I was there at Sheetz on Sunday, and the middle of that road now looks like it's starting to cave in. And I don't mean a tiny little pothole. I mean, it looks as if the middle of it between National Road and Aldi's is starting to cave in. It is, without a doubt, one of the most and quite possibly the worst roads in Belmont County. And it's a street that you wouldn't think would, you know, be like. You would think it'd be out there in the sticks in the middle of nowhere. No, no, no. This is the road, the street that leads right to Aldi's. It's privately owned. And it is an absolute and utter disgrace. Again. So again, I'm calling out whoever the owner is. Please, for the love of God, fix it.